Visit with Joe Fisher now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, each morning at 6:55 here on the Wake Up Zone. Joe, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Not so hot news for the Vanderbilt receiver corps. We talked about this a little earlier this hour. Terrence Jeffers Harris ruled academically ineligible for this season. And I guess the worst news, Joe, is that he won't play at all for Vanderbilt after this.
It is a disappointment, but to be honest, I don't think it's a big surprise. I think most of the coaches had a pretty good idea during this part of the summer, or the summer leading up till now, that there was a good chance that he wasn't going to be eligible. So it is a disappointment, and it's one of those things that's been compounded with the recent rash of some injuries in the receiver corps. You know, John Cole with a hamstring issue, Akeem Dunham with a hamstring issue. They had to move Justin Green to a receiver spot to try to fill some of that. So it's going to be interesting to see who is able to step up and play those receiver spots. And I don't know yet. I think true freshmen are going to get a serious look, you know, to have a chance to get in and play some. But if there's a spot right now that has the team a little bit concerned, it's got to be wide receiver.
And, Joe, good article by our buddy David Beauclair in the Nashville City paper about Broderick Stewart, defensive lineman, got hurt last year, broke his leg, really didn't want to wear the bowl ring, gave it to his mother, which he says is further motivating him for this season.
He is highly motivated this year. In fact, I was on the practice field Sunday, and they were going through some 11-on-11 drills, and this was just shoulder pads and helmets, and Broderick was on the sidelines, and he was yelling at his defensive players, you know, to hit guys and step up and make plays, really being one of the vocal leaders out on the field. He is highly motivated. It really was one of those things that broke his heart not to be able to play in that bowl game because of the injury, and I know Bradley Veerling and other guys have talked about he's another motivation for them. They want to give him an opportunity to play in one before he's done.
And some baseball notes. Stephen Little signs with the Twins.
Yep.
His uncle Steve, of course, is the Twins bench coach. But on the other hand, it looks like Drew Hayes, a pitcher, will be coming back. And it looks like another talented pitcher, Caleb Cotham, is apparently on the fence.
That's the one that's really, I think, everybody's worried about right now if you're a Vanderbilt fan. A fifth-round pick of the Yankees. Had the knee injury that slowed him through the latter part of the season, although he pitched very well down the stretch, even with that injured knee. So I guess we're going to wait to see. He's got until, I think, next Monday to make a decision. So Vanderbilt fans hoping he decides to stay, but certainly he's got a good offer from the Yankees organization. Fifth-round picks usually do. So I also want to mention that the basketball team played its first game in Australia last night against the Dandenong Rangers. They won 107-84.
Yeah, you know, they say when Vanderbilt and Dandenong get together, all the records go out the window.
Everything out the window. That's right. They said although this team is a member of the Australian Basketball Association, they added two Olympic team players last night to play against Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt still won 107-84. Jeff Taylor had 26 points. AJ Ogilvie 23 points, 16 rebounds. And Festus Ezeli had 12 rebounds in the game and three block shots. So it's off to a good start for them.
They're not going to roll out Andrew Gaze to play in some of these games, are they?
Who knows? I mean, they may go deep. They've got another game coming up tomorrow, again, just outside of Melbourne. And then they'll head over toward Canberra, where AJ Ogilvie is from.
Joe, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.